Shomi Safari Petting Zoo brings its animals to South Florida once a year for the Miami-Dade County Youth Fair, all the way from East Prairie, Missouri. Nathan Tidwell is the animal's caregiver. He's traveled with them for many years to Miami and says,
kids can come in and pet them and feed them, animals that they wouldn't get to see on an everyday basis, you know.
So are any of these animals actually from Miami at all? Any local?
No, we're all from Missouri.
This is how local parents and children describe Miami's wildlife.
Dogs and cats and birds.
Mostly stray dogs.
I mean, you see dogs and cats, that's it.
Mylenis Fuentes is a biology student at Florida International University.
You know, I came from Cuba when I was a little girl, and I've always been around animals, so I think it's wonderful that they always come.
Llamas, cows, alpacas, a tortoise, goats, pigs, and even a Z-dog, half zebra, half donkey, all await their carrot treats. But across from the petting zoo is the World of Agriculture exhibit, where Miami students enter their small animals to compete. Carol Douglas has been the competition director for 19 years. She says locals enter poultry and rabbits in the competitions.
Because we're more of an urban city than anything else. What you'll get here is more fruits and vegetables, and you'll get plants, that kind of thing.
Douglas says animals like steers, swine, and open cattle are not from around here. She says all the larger competing animals usually come from north of Lake Okeechobee. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.